Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning. 106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question, Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're getting it. We got it. Feels good. Feels real good. Elaine from Carmichael, good morning.
Good morning.
A program coordinator. Do you listen to us? Do you coordinate your programming around Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Good question.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Wow, that's a great answer.
Great answer. All right, Elaine, will you kick Katie out of her homemade studio, please?
Before we
Katie,
do that.
Katie, can you please leave?
Oh, she has to. Oh, she did it. Good. Oh, we did it. All right, Elaine, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. But win or lose, we're going to hook you up with a pair of season passes to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, and the Marine World Experience is going on for a limited time, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But regardless, if you are able to pull off the victory, you're still going to walk away a winner, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, question number one. Happy socially distant birthday to actor Woody Harrelson. He's 59 today. Woody got his break as the bartender Woody in the classic 80s TV show Cheers. What city does Cheers take place in?
Chicago.
Question two. In the upcoming 17th season of Grey's Anatomy, they're planning to tackle the pandemic over the course of the season. They said, quote, there's no way to be a long-running medical show and not do the medical story of our lifetimes. Actress Ellen Pompeo? Is that how you say it, Gavin?
That is, yes.
Ellen Pompeo plays what doctor on Grey's Anatomy?
Meredith Grey.
Question three. Singer Taylor Swift announced on Instagram this morning she's dropping a brand new album called Folklore tonight at 9 o'clock our time. She said she wrote it and produced it while in quarantine. After a two-year hiatus, she dropped an album last year. What was the name of that album last year?
I think it was 1989.
Question four. It was on this day in 1996, the U.S. women's gymnastic team took home the first ever gold medal, beating Russia and the two-time world champions, Romania. What city did the 1996 Summer Olympics take place in? Was it Atlanta, Barcelona, or Sydney?
Barcelona.
And question five. The first drive-through strip club in Texas has placed a two-song limit on its services while being socially distant. I know, only two. If each song only gets two, if each car only gets two songs per visit, how many times would you have to visit to hear 18 songs?
Three.
I believe
seconds.
It would be nine.
Katie!
We should try harmonizing it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did we do it?
Good.
Well, you weren't included in that, but you just kind of jumped in. It kind of threw the whole thing off.
She's sitting there, but she's looking at us like we're crazy. Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
Did Kevin not text you?
I did text her.
I just got one that said question four and then question five, and then he never told me to go.
Oh. It just sent. It just sent.
Well, how does that help me now?
It's my internet connection. I'm sorry.
Oh, of course it is.
I forgive you.
Katie, you are going for your 398th win today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Happy socially distant birthday to actor Woody Harrelson. He's 59 today. Woody got his break as the bartender Woody on the classic 80s TV show Cheers. What city does Cheers take place in?
Boston.
Yes.
Evan, have you ever heard of that show?
I have not, but I heard of Cheer, the camp show.
Nope. Mm-mm. Cheers was one of the most successful sitcoms of all time. The entire series is on Netflix right now. You should watch it. It's pretty brilliant.
What? It's pretty funny.
What is Cheer the Camp Show? You mean Cheer Camp?
It's a group of cheerleaders that try to go into nationals, and it's about their ups and downs. It's very sad.
Oh, on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think they're at camp. They're not at camp. They go to a college.
Okay. Question two. In the upcoming 17th season of Grey's Anatomy, they're planning to tackle the pandemic over the course of the season. They said, quote, there's no way to be a long-running medical show and not do the medical story of our lifetimes. Actress Ellen Pompeo plays what doctor on Grey's Anatomy?
Meredith Grey.
Yes.
So has she been on the entire time that show's been on?
She has.
Yes.
How many seasons is this?
17. It says upcoming 17.
Wow.
So much is, I mean, so many gunfights, so many plane crashes. She should go to a different hospital because all of her friends are dead.
Right. Question three. Singer Taylor Swift announced on Instagram this morning she's dropping a brand new album called Folklore tonight at 9 o'clock our time. She said she wrote and produced it while in quarantine. After a two-year hiatus, she dropped an album last year. What was that name of that album she dropped last year?
Oh, God. I know this. Please don't tell me. It
three
was
seconds.
Taylor Swift.
Three.
God, I want to say
two.
Fame or something.
One. Uh-oh.
Famous, why are you acting like I got it right?
Famous Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I know. Kevin, shut up.
Wow. Lover. Lover. Yeah. Question
why
four.
Why is he still in the room?
Nobody
where
knows.
We don't know.
Jacob?
Mm. We're not sure. We have no idea.
So on vacation again. My God.
I'm already done with rehab.
Actually, we have a new song coming out from the Face Masks Boys. It's called Kevin Get Out. I'm pissed.
Wow. That's my favorite.
A song that kicks
what
the
a salty
out.
Song. Oh my
featuring
God.
Taylor Swift.
It's a solo performance.
I'm pissed.
All right, question four. On this day in 1996, the U.S. women's gymnastic team took home the first ever gold medal, beating Russia and two-time world champions Romania. What city did the 1996 Summer Olympics take place in? Was it Atlanta, Barcelona, or Sydney?
I guess Atlanta.
Yes.
Remember, that was the one that had the bomb scare.
Yeah.
Or the bomb.
For some reason, I thought that was happened more recently. I didn't realize it was 96.
In question five, the first drive-through strip club in Texas has placed a two-song limit on its services while being socially distant. If each car only gets two songs per visit, how many times would you have to visit to hear 18 songs?
Nine times?
Yes.
Look at you.
Didn't even need a countdown.
You don't have anything to say now, Kevin, do you?
I mean, you got it right.
The famous Lady Gaga.
Full disclosure here, this would be part of the Face Mask Boys behind the music if there was one. Before we started this segment, Kevin leaned over and said, that last one is way too easy.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I could have done it in 0.5 seconds.
Oh, boy.
How quickly can you get out of the room?
Like a minute.
Wow, you're cardiovascularly, you are a mess. It takes you a minute to get out of the room.
All right, today's final score, Elaine 2, Katie 4. Katie with the win. Listen,
congratulations.
Elaine, you're not walking away empty-handed. We have these two season passes to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom for their Marine World Experience. We'll have more to win tomorrow morning at 7:10. But Elaine, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Who cares anymore, really? The Wake Up Call!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.